brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've learned a lot more about the tragic shooting that happened Saturday in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Palin has responded. I have to say, I really wholeheartedly agree with the way she has responded. We're really getting a bird's eye view, a serious indicator now of exactly just how authoritarian the Democrats are and just how much tyranny they want to bring into this nation, including massive free speech restrictions, massive Second Amendment restrictions, despite the fact we have Democratic House members saying things like, line up Republican governors and shoot them, and Obama saying, bring a gun to Republican meetings. They bring a knife, we bring a gun, despite the fact we've got all this Democratic violence by unions against people across the nation. The media, MSNBC, CNN, and others, hype it up. You know, when a Rand Paul supporter steps on some lady's head, they act like it's the end of the world. But when the Democrats are doing things many-fold more aggressive and a lot more frequent, they try to sweep it under the rug. But here's the issue that Chris Matthews and others are finally figuring out. I saw Matthews yesterday go, oh, it's horrible what Michael Savage and others are doing. We check to see if they have audiences, and they have big audiences. As if Chris Matthews doesn't know that on his biggest night, he might have a 500,000 viewers, and that somebody like Michael Savage has several million people tuning in to every 15-minute quarter hour. This radio show is approaching a million people every quarter hour. See, that's the big illusion. Is that CNN is big and that MSNBC is big and that CNBC is big. They're not big. They're paper tigers. It's a joke. And they realize that. So they can get up there all day and blame Rush Limbaugh with 20-plus million listeners conservatively every day. They can sit there and blame Alex Jones with over 2 million conservative listeners a day. They can try to blame the real media. That doesn't mean I agree with everything Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage say. The point is, that's real media. It has real audiences. Glenn Beck has real audiences. Between radio, TV, the rest of it, he's reaching 20 million people a week. Nothing's as big as Limbaugh. Those are real audiences. So, of course, Chris Matthews, who literally has about the same members of listeners or viewers as a big city's local weather channel has at any one time. I mean, it's a joke. There are big talk shows in major cities that have more than a 500,000 listeners every day. Chris Matthews is a joke. He is a ghost. He is a fraud. He is a hoax. CNN is a fraud and a hoax. It's all a joke, except still people surfing through the channels, if they see you on Larry King Live, if they see you on Hardball, they think, ooh, you're on national television. Oh, it's so prestigious. You know, they've got $10 million sets, and Alex Jones has got a $10,000 set. Really, a $3,000 TV screen behind me, $5,000 desk. I don't know, maybe the stuff in here, maybe $15,000. I'm sitting here, you know, I'm wearing a $400 sports jacket, and somebody like Chris Matthews would be wearing a $2,000, $3,000 one. See, it's all nothing but glaze, pixie dust. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Okay, I'm going to reset here with all the info, come back, get into what's happening. But of course these failures. No one buys their fake ideology. Of course these people can't get an audience, so of course they're out promoting the government shutting down my free speech, Glenn Beck's free speech, Rush Limbaugh's free speech, Sarah Palin's free speech, because hardly anyone buys their baloney and their facade is imploding.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh has accurately said in the last few days that talk radio is under siege. But if we don't all hang together, we will surely hang separate. It is not just talk radio that is under siege. It is free speech in this country. It's every man, woman, and child's right to speak their mind. We are being indoctrinated into a collectivist mindset that anytime someone commits a crime, it is collectively everyone else's fault, and that everyone else is punished. That is not just a hallmark of communism or socialism or fascism or other collectivist systems. It is a hallmark of very extreme tyranny. And so I wanted to play this clip first, a very short clip of Chris Matthews citing Mark Levin, Michael Savage, and others being complicit in causing the shooting, when we've now had almost 5 days to deeply research this, and we have a very clear image now of exactly what happened. And now we know why the police department and that anti-liberty dupnik sheriff, he certainly is a dupe to tyranny. Now we know why they don't want all this guy's writings and literature out there, because all the public writings of him now make it very clear. Rejected by women. Into voodoo. Now it's confirmed. Voodoo. I see a skull and oranges around it and candles. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. That's voodoo, black magic variant of it. And now we've discovered from neighbors, friends, and others that he was, quote, almost every day. Almost every day. We're going to play a clip of this Associated Press interview coming up. Almost every day, taking a very serious hallucinogen. I mean, this is a type that's so high-powered, you literally see pink elephants and leprechauns. Salvia divinorum, or divination. And it's a super high-powered Mayan or Aztec plant, a plant used by them. And he reportedly took this almost every day. Smoked it, ate it, you name it. I mean, obviously, he was completely out of his gourd. You can take one look at the guy. And hallucinogens, you know, for 99% of people are fine if they're only taken every once in a while from the studies I've researched. But people that already have mental problems and take a lot of it, or maybe take it one time and you go jump off a high-rise tower thinking you can fly. And you can better believe, ladies and gentlemen, that that's a big part of this. Now, Paul Watson has a big report out today that is so important to get out to everyone. And studying his criminology, studying his psychology, studying his M.O., his trappings, his music, the drowning pool, the things that he was into, was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? We know he was obsessed, letters back from her. You write a letter to a congressperson, you get a form letter back. He put them in a safe. He was called very liberal in 2007, 2008, 2009 by a score of different friends, family, locals, classmates. He was a supporter of her. We know that now. And obviously was attracted to her. We now know he had been rejected by women, as I said Sunday on radio, into the occult, rejected by women. I called him as a nihilistic wannabe devil worshiper, rejected by women, so he tried to do the most nihilistic, shocking thing he could. Communism, Nazism, devil worship, hardcore drugs, just an absolutely scrambled individual. And this is what the media doesn't want you to know. This is why they don't want you to know what's in that safe. This is why, because we're now learning in the Wall Street Journal's reporting, he was angry at women because they rejected him, because he was an insecure creep. Women like one thing. They like confidence, real confidence, not false confidence. And they certainly don't like creepy people. So the question is, was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? I can tell you, studying him, just like I told you, he was a devil worshiper Sunday night, long before, you know, before it came out the next day in the news. There was no inkling of that other than the music he was into that's been associated with people killing themselves and family members because he glorifies it. Let the bodies hit the ground. Let the bodies hit the ground. You know, stuff 14-year-old kids are into because I think it's powerful. If you're 22 and still into stuff like that and taking hardcore hallucinogens, quote, almost every day, you've got a problem. And I'm telling you now, he had a thing for the Congress lady. And she is good looking. Okay? And he had a thing for her as a liberal. Back when he was a long-haired liberal who thought he might be a woman, and he was very confused, and the hallucinogens pushed him over the edge. They've not outlawed this drug yet, and I'm not even calling for it to be outlawed. Ladies and gentlemen, I can take you to anywhere in Texas out in the field, and if I've got enough acres to go over, I can find you scores of things that'll get you higher than a kite. Why did witches in Europe, quote, fly a broom? Well, they would run around with the broom between their legs in a sexual ritual, you can figure it out, hallucinating on silver nightshade, which grows all over Europe and all over North America. Now, if you eat too much of it, it'll cause your heart to explode. But you take that, you're gonna go to the moon without a rocket. Are we going to ban silver nightshade? There are hundreds of plants, depending on your geographic area, that will send you to la-la land very, very quickly. So, obviously, now that this has been super hot for years, he's been smoking it and gobbling it reportedly for years. And so there's your issue. A whacked-out hallucinogen addict who already had underlying mental problems. And there may be some mind control in there because he thought he was under mind control. And we certainly know those are real programs. And they'll pick somebody who's already unstable and create a psychological compulsion. But you got a guy who is a confirmed, quote, very liberal. We've got it from all these different angles. Just literally, it's got to be more than 30-plus people. I haven't even counted who said, yeah, he was real liberal. He was involved in animal rights. He was a nice guy. He was for marijuana decriminalization. And then he starts taking hallucinogens. Then he starts listening to really whacked-out music. And he just, his whole personality changed. He took on that aura of darkness that nerds tend to think is powerful. And I'm just, again, giving you the MO of the average person that likes to imagine that they're a devil or a vampire. Anybody who studies culture knows that's one of the most popular cultures out there right now. And most people, you know, if your 15-year-old daughter likes to dress up like a vampire and have black fingernails and thinks it's cute and is into vampire books, most of the time it's not going to be a problem. But a lot of times they start cutting themselves. They start committing suicide. It's very, very dangerous when people start going down this road. And I just want to tell all the nerds out there, if you want to find real power, find God. Find creativity. You want to find real power, go down to a soup kitchen and help homeless people. And obviously he tried to find himself going out and helping at the local animal shelter, but that was 2 years ago. He got sucked into a whole devil culture. And whether you believe in the devil or not, his mind manifested that in this type of cold-blooded murder. He manifested that archetype that is in all of us. That's why what you are into and what you focus on, that's what idols were all about. You think the ancients just worshipped idols because they were a bunch of idiots? They worshipped idols as they were building that image in their mind's eye to then basically project their will. That's what all of this is. That's what a talisman is. That's what magic is. That's what focusing is. Your will is incredibly powerful. We are creators. We build things. We construct things. And we first construct things in our minds before we physically manifest them. That isn't magic. Magic is simply a way to compartmentalize that in the subconscious to the conscious in the ancient mind before we understood science. Now we understand the human mind and more and what we're capable of. And if Max Planck 110 years ago, the physicist, could envision atomic theory and on a chalkboard write out equations with uranium that could power giant reactors in cities or destroy them. Nikola Tesla could envision what is HARP weather control today over 120 years ago. So this guy focused on death and destruction, and he manifested it. A cocktail of women. What did I say Sunday? This will be women refusing him. Then he gets into darkness, looking for power. And what does the archetype of Satan offer? Black power, dark, mysterious power. The weak see evil as powerful. It's sold as sexy, as alluring. How many times have we discussed this? But it leads to burning cities and piles of dead bodies covered in maggots. Its fruits stink to high heaven. If you think that's beautiful, that's because you've been turned over to this. And if you've got any tingle in your spine left, any tingle on your skin, any goosebumps when I talk about these issues, you still have a soul. You can still come back to the light. It's very hard to be fully given over to evil. Very few are. And so before you are in some hallucinogenic-fueled deviltry rage, turn back. See, first the New World Order says there's no good and evil, so that you're defenseless, so you can't recognize it, so they can program you with the archetypes of death and destruction. Recognize good and evil. What have I been saying the last month? The key to defeating the globalists is learning to recognize good and evil. If you can do that, everything else follows.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Love with Congresswoman Giffords. We got Gerald Celente coming up. Break down the economy, the shooting, the police state. When people lose everything, they lose it. When they lose their minds, they've obviously lost it. And will they be able to use this to erect a police state? They are certainly trying, and as society unravels, you're going to see more of this type of stuff happen. And we have to fully not just defend ourselves, but get on the offensive and say, how dare you blood libel? How dare you pin scarlet letters to people? How dare you say we need to shut up and give up our speech to you tyrants because somebody was whacked out of their mind on drugs and was obsessed with this woman and shot her and others? How dare you? The father and the mother of the little girl, the little green girl who was killed, have said that. And do they stop? No. They have no shame. Because they hate our liberties. What has Jay Rockefeller said in the last month? He said we would have been better off without ever having an internet. I want to shut down Fox and MSNBC. And if they can shut down their speech on those channels and imply that speech is bad, well, you see where we're going. The Second Amendment and free speech, along with property rights, are the last pillars to go. And I'm looking at Illinois, where they've raised taxes by 66% in one swing on state income taxes. I mean, I'm seeing other states. Some states are passing over 100 taxes when you add all the fines and fees in. I mean, New York State's doing that. The cities, I mean, it's off the charts. And it's all going to offshore banks. Talk radio isn't just under attack. America is under attack. If we lose the free speech and the Second Amendment and the property rights, which you all see now under attack, the FCC announced they're taking over the internet 2 weeks ago. They don't have jurisdiction. They're just declaring it, kind of like Hitler declared, hey, Poland is mine. Or kind of like the Russians declared Czechoslovakia was theirs. Or kind of like the French declared Vietnam was theirs. It's just, hey, internet's ours. We're going to start restricting. And then while they were gearing up all this legislation, they'd say, no, no, we don't want to take all your speech, just some of it. Oh, we don't want to take all your guns, just some of it. So here's Limbaugh. Well, first I'm going to get to the MSNBC. Here's MSNBC blaming it on Michael Savage. It's all his fault.
Hey, Stephen, I have to tell you, I'll mention a couple names without getting into too many fights. People like Mark Levin, or Michael Savage, for example, who every time you listen to them are furious. Furious at the left. With anger that's it just builds and builds in their voice. And by the time they go to commercial, they're just in some rage every night with ugly talk, ugly sounding talk. And it never changes. It never modulates. They must have an audience. I looked at the numbers today. They have big audiences. And I guess that's the question.
Aren't you jealous?
Why? And is there ever going to stop if it keeps working?
Is it ever going to stop if it keeps working? If it keeps working. He sounded pretty angry right there. He's calling it ugly talk, hateful. I mean, what about all these hypocritical statements by Democrats about lining Republican governors up and shooting them? All their statements about locking and loading. The West Virginia governor shooting bullets through the cap and trade bill. That's just political nomenclature. That's always been done. And I love what Sarah Palin had to say on this. We've got it up at prisonplanet.com. When was it less heated? Back in those calm days when politicians and political figures literally settled their differences by dueling pistols? That's right. Look, the world has never been tame, and it's never going to be tame. And now we learn the police had been, not once, not twice, not three times, and they're keeping it sealed. That's in the New York Times today. But they had been over and over again to Loeffner's house. He'd been death threatening people all over the place. Now, I'm glad to see they're starting to arrest people that call up mayor's offices, citizens' offices, governor's offices, and death threat them. I've had enough of people on record death threatening me and using their name and doing it publicly. I had a guy 14 years ago on air saying where my sister went to school and saying, go kill her when she was in high school. And nothing was done. The police wouldn't do it. I had the videotape. The guy had an Access TV show. I took it to the police and they laughed at me. See, they won't actually go after the real bona fide people. It's illegal to say, I'm going to kill you. And to be serious about it. So, here is this sheriff and this police chief and others getting all this political hay out of this when they didn't do their stinking job when a crime had been committed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to this clip of Rush Limbaugh yesterday saying talk radio is under siege. Well, if they can shoot down talk radio, they can bring down anything. I mean, this is frightening that they would brazenly be saying you cannot criticize government. If you say something that puts a politician in a bad light, that may lead to someone attacking them. So you can't have aggressive speech. I can't say Obama is a criminal. He has a Chicago mob operation up there at the White House. He is involved in all sorts of criminality. According to them, I can't say that. In fact, we need to pull up the video from 2 years ago. It's in the Obama deception of news in Missouri, where the police and they had the district attorneys on TV saying, if you say he's not a Christian, we're going to have you arrested. If you run an ad that we think isn't truthful, we're going to arrest you. Normally, you'd have to have a civil action to go prove that something wasn't true, and there'd be no criminal charges. It's just made up. Remember when Obama's people, when they thought he was riding high and had that 80%+ approval rating right before he got elected, and there would be no way to stop him, and he would be our messianic leader? And they were openly in Missouri and other states saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about Obama. And the crazy thing is I see so many Democrats on websites vitriolically saying, yes, ban their speech, take their guns. And you almost think they're joking. And then on YouTube, you click on their handles and you go to their websites on YouTube and it's communist flags and communist marches and Hugo Chavez. I mean, there are really a lot of people in this country who hate freedom. And again, when there were mild calls under Bush to restrict free speech, I attacked. I defended free speech. This isn't about liberal and conservative. It's about the First Amendment. I mean, their attack on the First Amendment is even more brazen than this attack on the Second. And it's the most brazen we've ever seen because the corrupt system is scared. They know you're awake. They know that liberty is swinging back on the pendulum. Let's go ahead and play Limbaugh.
In continuing this template and narrative that the Tea Party, that Sarah Palin, that talk radio, that Fox News, is inspiring violence. They forget that in the process of so doing, they are attacking what is now a majority of Americans. They are accusing a majority of Americans of being accomplices to murder.
Hey, Stephen, I have to tell you that I'll...
Okay, so that's the clip of them playing Limbaugh and then going back to attacking. But this is more than just talk radio being under siege. This is free speech under siege. And as if that's not bad enough, we've got a guy from neighbors, friends, classmates, people that hung out with him, who was on all sorts of drugs, including, and this is the most important, Salvia divinorum. Salvia divinorum, known as diviner's sage, that's for shaman, is a psychoactive plant which can induce dissociative effects. That means you don't even know where you're at or who you are. And is a potent producer of visions and other hallucinatory experiences. Its native habitat is within cloud forest in the isolated Sierra Mazateca of Oaxacana, Mexico, growing in shady and moist locations. The plant grows to over a meter high, has hollow square stems, large leaves, and occasional white flowers with violet calyx. And it goes into how it is one of the most hardcore hallucinogens out there. I mean, you want to see the Lucky Charms, four-leaf clover, leprechaun, you want to see pink elephants, you want to see Easter bunnies, this is the way to do it. And now we know from the Wall Street Journal, from his writings, on online video game forums that are confirmed to be Jared Lee Loeffner, that he was angry at women, he couldn't get women, and that he was outraged. Now, we know he was obsessed with this congresswoman. We know that he was a liberal, quote, very liberal from all his friends in 2007, 2008. We know that he went to her events, he took letters from her and put them in the safety deposit box, you know, locked them up in his safe at his house. He was obsessed with her, and that's why we have the article today at PrisonPlanet.com, was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? And the answer was he was bare minimum obsessed fan, and as I predicted, into the occult Sunday, rejected by women, trying to be shocking, starts taking hardcore hallucinogens, quote, almost every day, neighbors that knew him and hung out with him. He flew over the cuckoo's nest. Joining us is Eric Mancow Muller, a nationwide syndicated radio host on Talk Radio Networks. He's on stations like WABC in New York. Good to have him with us for the next 10 minutes to break this down. He was one of the only guys that was on his show Sunday. He got it. No one else got it, but Mancow and myself, I have to say, we called it as loner, devil worshiper, on drugs, who couldn't get women, obsessed with the congresswoman, and now that picture is becoming crystal clear. Mancow, how does this get blamed on Sarah Palin, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, Rush Limbaugh, and Alex Jones? They're also blaming it on me.
Well, and they're blaming a very good friend of mine, Mark Levin, and the guy that works for my company, which is Michael Savage. They're blaming everybody. And the fact is that since the beginning of time, there have been maybe even Eve. Don't eat the apple. Don't eat the apple. You can have everything, just not the apple. You know, people do the wrong thing sometimes. And this guy was unstable. He was a kook. Look, I have been to many parties. You know, I go to all the hip parties, Alex, and I went on a canoe trip. And salvia was the rage about a year ago. And all the hip people were doing it. You could get it off the internet. It's a book by Pinchot, is the writer's name, called Breaking Open the Head. It's one of the greatest books. I love the book. And it's kind of Castaneda. Was that the guy Castaneda that wrote all this stuff in the 60s? And anyway, you know, talks about shamanism, and a lot of people of his age are into this. We also see that with the voodoo skull and rotten oranges and all of this in his backyard. This guy was doing salvia. I've been around people who have done it. It's what Miley Cyrus was doing. That's the internet sensation right now. I have two young daughters, and I'm doing everything I can to keep them away from Hannah Montana and that whole, you know, that whole group of women, the Kardashians and Lindsay Lohan, these people that are celebrated. But in that late, you know, 18, 19, and into the 20s, into that crowd, salvia is hot. And in many states, you can get it legal. And I've been around people that do it. You take a couple of puffs, and instantly, you know, you talk about pink elephants and all of this, but you're certainly seeing the trees come alive and the walls talk to you, depending on the strain that you get. And this guy was doing this on a daily basis. And so this link to Palin and, you know, look, back in his fake crying, is a little creepy to me. I've teased Glenn about that, but to blame any of these people or Rush. The sheriff came out and blamed Rush yesterday. I don't understand why this sheriff, Alex, in Arizona, first of all, why didn't they have one of their policemen there? So he's partially to blame. But then to blame, you know, everybody but the man. And I can go on and on. Look.
Hold on. Let me expand on that. Mankell, let me expand on that, because the New York Times is now reporting that they didn't go once, they didn't go twice, they didn't go three times. They're admitting they've been to his house over and over again, but that's staying sealed. They're covering their rear end right now. It turns out he'd made death threats to all sorts of people. He'd been kicked out of college in September, just 4 months ago, for threatening people. All he talked about was mind control in person, saying he was under mind control. We don't know if that's true or not, but they do scramble people that are under mind control from the declassified documents so badly that they don't even know really who they are anymore. And now the Associated Press reports, officer stopped suspect on day of Arizona shooting. A wildlife officer pulled over the suspect in the assassination attempt against Arizona Congresswoman less than 3 hours before the deadly attack, authorities said Wednesday, as they pieced together more details of the frenzied morning. Jared Loeffner ran a red light but was let off with a warning at 7:30 a.m. Saturday, the Arizona Game and Fish Department said. So this guy was so out of control, the cops are at his house over and over again. He's got letters from the congresswoman in his safe. He's called very liberal. He's obviously a liberal kid who got into hallucinogens and devil music, went crazy, and now they're blaming me on Democracy Now!, and I hope Sarah Palin and others start suing these people. This is blood libel here, Mankell. When is enough enough that every time something happens, people that love America get blamed for it? I'm sick of it!
Well, Alex, it reminds me of the Times Square bomber. I took my children, you know, I'm in New York for WABC. I took my children to see the Lion King. And this terrorist wanted to blow up the Lion King. He wanted to have, you know, he had all these bombs packed with ball bearings so that they would explode and go through everybody who was leaving this family musical, Disney's Lion King. And the first thing that Bloomberg said and the rest was, well, it's probably a Tea Party person. And the sad reality, and of course you and I using this very dangerous thing that we mustn't use in America right now, called common sense, the really, you know, I hate to admit it. I really hate to admit it, because I wish this wasn't true what I'm about to say. But you don't really see many people at these Tea Party events that are under 50. I wish they would sex it up. I wish the young people were more into the Tea Party. And we're talking about radio. So, you know, a guy that's 22 years old, Rush, God love him, is turning 60 years old today. A 22-year-old pot-smoking atheist isn't listening to Rush. and isn't part of the Tea Party. Tea Party folks are, you know, God, guns, and guts. So you and I knew immediately, because, again, we're not stupid asses, we're not going to be a Tea Partier. You just have to look at the makeup of the Tea Party crowd. So it's all nonsense. But, you know, look, Alex, feel good about this. You and I get to talk about it. Once again, America gets to see how this lamestream media is nothing but the propaganda wing of government.
Well, that's my next point. You're absolutely right. They have national polls out, and it shows that the vast majority of Americans, in fact, here's the headline, poll, Americans reject media hoax on Arizona shootings. Over 70% now do not want more gun control and reject this as a political stunt. I've got a whole bunch of different polls showing this. So this has really blown up in their face as we all discover who this misguided schizophrenic really was. But they don't care. The Democrats still, even though they're out of bullets politically with their, you know, 500,000 viewers on Chris Matthews. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. Cal, you have that many, you know, listeners every 15 minutes. So do I. I mean, these people really are the mouse that tried to roar and couldn't. They're paper tigers, but they do have people in Congress like Jay Rockefeller that says, end the internet, have the FCC, take over free speech, don't let people say things that could, quote, stir folks up, bring the fairness doctrine back in. I mean, they are really showing their hand right now.
Well, I mean, I love this, you know, I love now they're saying, well, okay, so he's not a right-winger, but maybe next time. And I believe they're creating this. I hate to say this. Let me ask you something, Alex. Do you remember the whole time during George W. Bush, the media night and day went on and on about how they couldn't show body bags coming back from Afghanistan?
Yes.
Remember that? Alex, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there. I remember it.
Okay. You remember the media, George W. Bush and I'm no fan of his either, but, Afghanistan, why can't we show body bags? Iraq, why can't we show body bags? And then Obama comes in and goes, okay, you can show body bags, and they don't. It reminds me, and I'm old enough to admit I remember this, every night, the homeless people on TV with Ronald Reagan, every night, homeless people. He doesn't care about the homeless people. He doesn't care about people with AIDS. Every single, and the minute they got the media, the minute they got the guy in they wanted, you don't see these things anymore. It's all propaganda. They're planning this stuff. I hate to say it. I hate to think it. But, look, I know a lot of these people. This is good news. This is ratings for them. I loved the guy last night on Ed Schultz, the hero that tackled the shooter. He had a gun on him. And he said, look, I'm glad I didn't get to kill him. I really wish Lofgren had been shot. But, no, I mean, this guy made the point, and Ed Schultz didn't like it because he's way, way, way against it.
Well, they also hate the fact that the father has said, don't use my 9-year-old daughter's death to take more liberties. And he took a shot at the TSA saying, look at what's happened with airport security and how horrible it is since then. This is clearly not going the way they want, but they have the old memory of 10, 15, 20 years ago when they were the only dominant media. Yeah. Now they don't realize that no one is listening to them. No one is buying in to their brainwashing, to their programming anymore. So what do you expect them to do next?
Well, Alex, listen, let me tell you something, brother. Here's the deal, okay? These are good times. These are good times, folks. We were on the right path. Some people feel that this was a setup. But it doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter what it was. The fact is we're on the right path. We have checks and balances. We have Republicans in there. I'm not a big fan of the way they spend either. I want to keep my money. There's nothing noble about you giving up your money that you work so hard for so others can sit around. But look, this Congress started with the reading of the Constitution. The Republicans and the Democrats, and I know a lot of it's like WWE, it's a lot of fake fighting. But let them fight, and hopefully we'll get back some of our freedoms. I do think we're on the right path. I think that both parties realize that Americans are sick of doing all the work. It's like that 1927 Fritz Lang masterpiece, Metropolis. We're down here doing all the work while they're up there in Washington, D.C., up on the hill partying. And I think they're really starting to get that we're fed up. I think the Tea Party movement was an abomination to them. They didn't expect it. So I think we're on the right path. I think this is a bump in the road. I think this guy is a freak. You know, Alex, you and I'll tell you, we were the only ones. We were so ahead on this. John Lennon's killer loved him. Loved John Lennon. Selena's killer was head of her fan club, and so on and so on. You and I suspected that this guy was going to be somebody that loved her. Not a Palin fan, but the exact opposite. Somebody that was in love with Gabby. She's an attractive woman, great American success story. Hey, it's also great to note that when these people are talking about more gun laws and grabbing our guns, they're going against Gabby. Because Gabby, the woman sitting there recovering with a bullet that went through her head, Gabby is pro-gun. She's pro-gun. You know that, right? She's pro-Second Amendment.
Absolutely, and pro national security on the border. Mancow, I know you are busy and got to go. Let's do one more quick segment on the other side.
Yes, sir.
And continue to flesh this out and break it down. Plus, I want to talk about Illinois, a state you spent a lot of time in. A 66% increase in income tax there. I mean, my goodness, in the past they would just up it a few points every year. Now 66% in 1 year? I mean, unbelievable.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Okay, Eric Mancow Mueller will be joining us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then we've got Gerald Celente on the shooting, the police state, the incredible economic developments as more and more countries go down to the central banks. It's called a bailout. When you actually read the internal documents, those countries are being taken down by design. So a lot of things are happening while we're busy focused on this shooting situation. But to see the quote of Brad Sherman that Mancow mentioned earlier, we played the clip yesterday, he actually said on Fox News that, well, even if this wasn't politically motivated, because now they're having to start admitting that. The sheriff isn't stopping, and Bill Clinton and Hillary aren't stopping, but those that are smarter backing off. Sherman, who we've had on the show, says, well, even if this wasn't politically motivated, the next one will be. And that's the other big issue here, Mancow, is that I understand how media works. You understand how it works. This model of Glock sales have exploded. They're selling off store shelves. People hear about it. Hey, looks like a good gun. They might try to ban that gun. I'm going to go buy one. Somebody jumps off a big building in a major city like Chicago, New York. Cops know to go put guards on it the next 2 days because 9 times out of 10, some other lunatic's going to go, that's a good idea. It turns out that they kept asking this congresswoman on TV, nationally and locally, are you afraid that Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on your district means you're going to be killed? And literally introducing that idea, then you've got a lunatic like Loeffner there watching that, who's on hallucinogens almost every day, and then he wants to commit suicide, so he thinks he'll go out in a blaze of glory. They're advertising, just like we have the statistics of death education, starting in the 1990s in schools, public schools, and then the kids get taught how to commit suicide, and suicide explodes. They know exactly what they're doing, and Sherman let that slip. Even if this isn't political, the next one will be, because all this hype, you know there's thousands of nutcases out there locking and loading right now.
Well, it reminds me of that Duke story, you know, the girl that was raped and she lied, and Jesse Jackson said, well, it doesn't matter if she was raped, other black women have been raped for hundreds of years in America. Wait. So these guys have to go to jail and have to have their lives destroyed? What is this madness? And if you're part of a certain group, you can sit around on your fanny and collect the cash, but just this certain words we can't say, certain groups you can't tease, you can't think like this. You can't, where is my free country? And for this, that sheriff is really something. Boy, that sheriff out of Arizona. What police book is he learning all this stuff? How about going out and solving the crime?
What about the self-fulfilling prophecy, though, how they've been hyping somebody's going to shoot a politician, somebody's going to shoot him, they're going to shoot him. I mean, they are literally putting the idea out there. They're the ones generating it.
Well, look, you have kids, I have kids, and you know, you conceive in a little kid, you put him in front of the TV, it doesn't matter what's on, and it flickers at just the right rate that syncs up with their brain, and they're drawn into it. And, you know, I can yell, and my kids can't hear me. Literally, I mean, they're not just being rude. They can't hear me. That TV syncs up with our mind, and smart people are able to tell the difference between that and reality.
But they're hypnotized.
This is an unhinged guy. Absolutely, you know, as Letterman used to say, but hypnotized. And, you know, all these first-person shooter games that generation loves so much. And, you know, he's right of that age group, man. They're into the salvia. He was smoking the salvia and had his little voodoo altar in the backyard, and he was making his little
And we now know he was a first-person shooter obsessed, and this is a dissociative drug where reality and dream become one. He was literally, that's what a mind control guy does. They artificially make you sleepwalk in and kill people. He may have just done this to himself.
Well, sure, and he talked about, I've read all of his writings, and I'm sure you have, and look, it's a case of topper on the internet. Everybody's got to top each other, and he was playing topper, so he wanted to be more and more extreme, and there he was dressed as the Grim Reaper, and he's smoking his salvia and playing the video games, and I mean, look, that guy's about as far away from a Sarah Palin fan, and I'm not a huge Sarah Palin fan.
No, I understand. Back in 60 seconds, man, Cal, stay there. Well, he's going to a Supermax prison now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.